This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome to The Real Side. Joe Messina, Dave Sussman sitting in the chair. Hi, folks. Great to be back here at The Real Side Radio. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There is a chat room on the website, and you can hang out on Facebook and your Facebook friends, and you can always call in as well, 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. So, Dave Sussman, I am with America's Voice News. I have a daily show at America's Voice News is an alternative platform for conservative media. If you're getting sick and tired of the middle-of-the-road guys at Fox, especially during the day, we go live from 10 to 12 every single day. Find us at Facebook at America's Voice Live. That is our show page. It just went up yesterday, so please like it and follow it, and you can watch our content there. I also have a show called Whiskey Politics, and it is good to be here. I'm a contributor at Ricochet.com, and we're going to have the chief editor at Ricochet.com join us in the second hour. But first, I want to get into something a little bit more local, although I know we are across the nation on GCN Network and the Salem Radio Network on 52 stations, from what I understand. Something happened a year ago. You know it. You remember it. It was a horrific day for the people in Thousand Oaks, California. There was a mass shooting at the Borderline Bar and Grill at Thousand Oaks. And I believe 11 people were killed, including a sheriff, a policeman who was working for Ventura County Sheriff's. He was working. He was on duty. He was a first responder. He went in and tried to save some lives. Unfortunately, almost a dozen other people were killed. And well, you know, he was killed, and there was such outpouring during this period of time, and it was devastating. Everybody knew somebody that was involved in this thing. Borderline still hasn't opened up. I don't think it will open up again. The business is basically ruined. It's been over. And there was a charity event for the mass shooting victims, and specifically they wanted to focus on the sheriff that was killed. They have something that they do. It's called a flag football game called the Blue Bowl. And the charity event was in honor of a police officer that was killed by responding to the mass shooting. And Democrat politicians and the local police chief objected to the participation of prominent Republicans, according to organizers who spoke with a local Fox affiliate. So let me give you a brief background here. The event, it's a flag football game called the Blue Bowl. It was supposed to have taken place at Newbury Park High School in Thousand Oaks. Los Angeles Rams football players were scheduled to show up and sign footballs imprinted with pictures of the fallen officer, Sergeant Ron Helas, and thousands of dollars, which will now be returned to donors, had already been raised for the Helas family. Organizers claim that Thousand Oaks Police Chief Tim Hagel tried to undermine the fundraiser by telling its sponsors to pull out due to the scheduled participation of Trump supporters in the event lineup. Actor Scott Baio, I spoke with him earlier today, and singer Joy Villa, both Trump backers, were poised to appear, with Villa scheduled to sing the national anthem. Baio was a member of Helas' church. The public safety advisor to California, Gavin Newsom, Governor Gavin Newsom, was also scheduled to attend, making the event a bipartisan affair. Mike Randall, who is the vice president of the Fallen Officers Foundation and an organizer of the Blue Bowl, described a phone conversation between himself and Hagel to the local Fox News affiliate at Fox 11 on Tuesday yesterday, suggesting that Hagel basically said over and over in the conversation, "This is not Trump country. That slogan, Make America Great, is not favorable. Popular within 1,200 square miles." I don't think he understands geography. "That we don't want Republicans here. I could not believe it." Randall alleged that Hagel threatened to pull the Ventura County Sheriff's Department from the event and to advise local politicians to back out as well. And when Randall refused, Hagel followed through and informed him that the police honor guard will cancel its planned appearance. Let me just say this. This is a short segment. I'm absolutely disgusted. You should be disgusted. But because of politics, because this guy is an extreme Trump deranged syndrome, he may be the police chief in Thousand Oaks, but he needs to hear from everybody no matter where you are around the country. This family, the Helas family, is losing thousands of dollars that they need. The husband was killed. The father was killed in the line of fire last year. So I'm just going to make a quick suggestion to everybody. When you get a chance, write down this number, 805-494-8200. That's his phone number. That's the chief of police's phone number. And I suggest strongly that you give Hagel a phone call and let them know that this is something that you feel very strong about. And quite frankly, I think that you're dealing with a situation here where the police chief really needs to understand how much we don't deserve to be divided this way, especially by the police. It's disgusting. It truly is disgusting. And I don't know about you, but I'm in a position right now where... with the impeachment and everything else we're talking about right now, we don't need this. I'm just disgusted by this. And if you're not disgusted by this, then, maybe you're just getting used to this. Anyway, there's a lot more information on this, and we can get into this in a little bit more detail. After the break, we're going to be speaking... Well, the break is coming up right now, so stick around, folks. We're going to have the congressman who's running against Representative Maxine Waters, who's going to be joining us here in just a couple of moments. And don't go away. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Radio. Dave Sussman sitting in chair here for Joe Messina. We are live on Facebook at our website, realside.com. You can find us on 52 stations across the country on the GCN and Salem Radio Networks. And there is a chat room on the website where you can hang out on Facebook with your Facebook friends. Hey, Facebook folks, how are you tonight? And if you'd like to call in, you can call in to 855-732-5563. And I was at the over the weekend, I was at this incredible rally. I got to speak, and I met so many incredible candidates that are running for Congress, and one guy that I've been following for quite some time is somebody that I really, really respect. His name is Joe Collins. He's running for Congressional District in California 43, who is Representative Maxine Waters' district, and we've got him live. Joe, how are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing really well, Joe. So first of all, it was great meeting you the other day in Burbank. And tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for Congress.
So my name is I'm Joe Collins. I'm a United States Navy veteran. South Central Los Angeles native. And the reason why I'm running for Congress is because I feel like the people in the district deserve something better. I mean, they've been they've had a congresswoman representing them who have done absolutely nothing for them and allowed our city to deteriorate, and it allowed our people to become in the condition that they're in right now. And so, you know, we need people who are going to run for office, going to bring value back to the community and increase the quality of life for the people in the district.
Maxine Waters is probably one of the most divisive figures in politics today. And you heard my speech on Saturday. She's the head of the Financial Services Committee. 10 years ago, her and her husband were investigated, and she was found in violation of ethics. She basically got the government to fund her husband's bank during the financial crisis. And yet she is running strong, and she is head of the Financial Services Committee, and she hates this president. But I think from a local perspective, Joe, you're looking at a level of homelessness that has just gone through the roof, especially in your area. Talk a little bit about the disconnect that Maxine Waters has right now between Washington, D.C. and actually serving the people of your district.
When you talk about service to the people in the district, you mean actually her doing something for us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not doing that. And I think it's very hypocritical that she gets on TV 24/7 and talks about impeach Donald Trump and everything that he's doing that she doesn't like, when you can come to our district and you can see that she's probably one of the worst congressmen in office right now, because, you know, our district is pretty poor. It's terrible. And she doesn't live in the district, so she has no real connections with people in the district. And even when I go around and I talk to people and I say, hey, I'm running against Maxine Waters, they don't even ask me, am I a Republican or a Democrat? The first thing they say is, well, her time is up, you know?
Are you finding that people are just done with her? Are they sick and tired of her? Or is the fact that she's got a D next to her name and you'll have an R next to yours that they just continue to vote down party line?
You know what? I think we're at a point in America where people are – it's not even about the party. It's about who's going to help the people in the district, who's going to bring value to the people in the district. So at this point in my district, a D and an R doesn't matter. It's okay, so we need help. We need help 30 years ago, you know. That's the response that I've been getting. And so one thing that I've made a point to do, and as well as my campaign and anybody who I come in contact with, is to make sure that we're not campaigning based off promises. We're campaigning based off things that we are actually doing for the community as we speak. And we have a lot going on right now.
Let's talk a little bit about Los Angeles. So you said that you grew up in South Central, and so obviously you're not a carpetbagger. You're not coming in from another district pretending to be, you know, born there or something like this. You actually live there. And what have you seen? I'm old enough to remember the L.A. riots in 1992 okay. very, very well. What are you seeing in your district right now? We got homeless encampments. We've got crime. We've got gangs. What's the feeling right now with everything?
That's basically what it is. You see, we have the Democratic policies that have taken over California for the last 20 years, and it's deteriorating our district. The jobs are leaving because of taxes. The people who own property here are leaving because of taxes. And we have an illegal immigration problem that's probably worse than any other state in the whole entire world. And so that's our reality out here. People want to leave, but the people who can't afford to leave, they need help. You know, if they don't get help, everyone's going to be homeless.
Okay. What is your number one priority? You are elected to Congress January 20th or whatever it is that you guys are sworn in 2021. What is it that you do first?
Well, the first thing that I do is continue the work that we've been doing right now. You know, and that's bringing jobs back to our communities. That's providing quality education. Things that we're doing right now is what I want to continue to do. Like I told you before, I'm not like the other candidates who are running because they hate someone, or who are running based off promises that they know they can't fulfill. We're actually working in the communities right now. We're connecting small business resources. We're getting different programs like NASA and SpaceX into our high schools. And we're working with different organizations to find out solutions for this homeless problem that we have.
Right.
So what I want to do is continue the work that I'm doing right now. And one thing that I know is if this is something that I'm doing at a level that I am now, I'm not even in government, just wait till I actually get in government and I have a bigger influence and I have access to resources I can bring back to my city. You know, President Trump gave Elijah Cummings $17 billion to rebuild his city. And you got to think, what can we do in South Los Angeles with $17 billion? What type of economic growth can we have? What type of opportunities can we provide for the people in our district with $17 billion?
That's fantastic. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but I want to bring you back and I want to talk about the politics of the day, including impeachment. But where can folks find you and support you? Give everybody your website.
My website is joecollinsforcongress.com. That's the easiest and the fastest way to get a hold of me. My social media is on my website as well. So joecollinsforcongress.com. Go register to volunteer, support, donate. You can even send me an endorsement letter.
That's Joe Collins, F-O-R, Congress.com. Joe Collins, F-O-R, for Congress.com. And check him out. Give this guy all the help that you can across the country, because Maxine Waters, and we're going to talk a little bit about her after the break here, she is one of the most divisive members of Congress. Her entire thing since the day that President Trump won was impeach 45. He didn't have to do anything. She wanted impeachment right out of the gate, and we're going to be talking about that. What's going on right now after the break with Joe Collins and Dave Sussman here in the chair. Joe Messina, we're going to be right back at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well. You'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he will cooperate with the impeachment inquiry.
Well, I always cooperate. This is a hoax. This is the greatest hoax. This is just a continuation
of what's been playing out.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the president is stunned by the opening of the inquiry.
We see the actions of this president being an assault on the Constitution. Once we had his even admission to that, we had no choice but to go forward.
The State Department Inspector General gave a presentation to Congress. Congressman Jamie Raskin says it's propaganda.
The names that you've been reading about in the conspiracy theories are in this package. The Bidens are in there, Yovanovitch is in there, and so on. So there's been an attempt to create a narrative that would somehow justify what the president did.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
And welcome back, Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair. We're live on Facebook and our website, realside.com. There is a chat room on the website, folks. And I know there's a lot of conversation happening right now, and a lot of folks are out there, and they're wondering how they could support Joe Collins for Congress against Maxine Waters. Joe, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing good still. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. So, okay, I want to play a quick clip here. This is Maxine Waters yesterday on Surprise, MSNBC. I couldn't imagine her ever going on any other network, maybe CNN. And she's talking about Donald Trump, and she essentially said that he needs to not just be impeached, but he needs to go to jail. And when he goes to jail, he needs to be in solitary confinement.
She said, as you know and many of our viewers know, you speak your mind. Many people like that, and as I think you know, many people disagree with you. It's politics.
Right.
I want to read something you said today to get a fuller understanding. You said,
okay,
with regard to Donald Trump, he's using mob language. He's implying people should be killed for whistleblowing. Impeachment's not good enough for Trump. He needs to be imprisoned and placed in solitary confinement. But for now, impeachment is the imperative.
That's right.
I ask you tonight, are you speaking literally, and do you have any concern you're prejudging the House impeachment and Senate trial process by declaring he should be, I guess, convicted and held in solitary?
No, not really. As you said, I said impeachment is the imperative. I did express myself in ways to show how terrible I think he is and how he really should be punished. But, of course, impeachment is what we're focused on right now.
Okay. Joe, do you think
yes.
that she's representing the constituents of the 43rd district with this continual derangement about Trump? I mean, this is all I've heard of her for the past 2.5-3 years. Is she representing the folks in the district with this?
Absolutely not. Even if you're not talking about impeachment, Maxine Waters is a representing the constituents. She represents herself and her family. Because those are the only people who she's doing something for. But impeach 45, I mean, come on. We have criminal justice reform. We have the First Step Act that directly impacts my district. We have opportunity zones that directly impacts my district. And these are things that President Trump has signed into law so we can rebuild the inner cities. So she's not representing anyone except for herself.
Some L.A. officials, according to the Los Angeles Times, want a state of emergency declared for the homeless crisis as it's getting worse. It's basically just horrific. If you're not in Los Angeles, folks, I know there's a lot of people here around the country. Every downtown, every blue city in America has a small area that there's homeless encampments called Skid Row in Los Angeles. It is so much worse now than it's ever been. It isn't just Skid Row, Joe. It has spread out for miles and miles and miles. What are you seeing in your areas of and the cities that you're representing? What is it? Compton, Watts? Which areas specifically is it?
Inglewood? So we have Inglewood. We got South Central. We have Gardena, Hawthorne, Lomita, Del Air, Torrance. These are the cities that I represent, that I will be representing.
And then what are you seeing right now? Has this homeless crisis, the homelessness and crisis, just spread in those areas? I mean, is that what, because the Los Angeles Times is certainly reporting that.
Oh, yeah. It's been spreading. The homeless situation isn't new. It's been happening since 2008. And, of course, Los Angeles wants to call a state of emergency because they've been doing a terrible job at legislating. They raised all of this money and they gave it to illegal immigrants for health care and housing, and they forget about the people who they're robbing the money from, which are the homeless people who are on the streets.
So let's talk about this from a big picture scenario. We've got a lot of money that has been provided, whether it's Los Angeles County, the state of California, or federal funds. What is the answer to this crisis, and why do you think it got so much worse? I guess it's a two-part question for you. Why did it get so much worse starting in 2008, and what do you think one of the answers could be here?
Well, what we have to do is once I get in office, we have to sue the state of California to get rid of the taxes. We have entirely too many taxes. Everything that you see has an expensive tax fee to it. I think we're going to start getting taxed for air pretty soon as well. So we have to sue the state of California in order to get us back in line with the federal constitution. And the federal constitution says that, point blank, you don't tax the citizens. I understand everybody has to pay their fair share, but you don't tax the citizens the amount that we're being taxed right now. So that's what we have to do. We have to bring quality jobs back in so people can afford to live in the housing that we have right now as well. So those are two major issues that we're going to have to tackle.
So they're talking about in Sacramento imposing rent control now. Across the board. And historically speaking, that has been a disaster for everybody. It inflates the market because you're basically shrinking, you're shrinking, obviously the product that's out there. In this case, it's pretty much just homes, So by shrinking the amount of supply, you're increasing the demand, which raises the prices for everything that is not in rent control. We've seen this in Santa Monica and other cities throughout California. That's their response. And everything that's coming out of Sacramento right now, it's so fiscally bankrupt. It's all done with good intentions. Right. But they don't seem to play the long game here. They don't seem to understand blue city governance, how it impacts the area. And it, as you just stated, it only raises taxes. So as a member of Congress representing the 43rd district, your focus would be then what? Low taxes, going to the community and helping out how?
Yeah, exactly. We don't need taxes, no taxes. We have too much taxes, and what we have to do is we have to start getting away from these social programs that don't benefit the citizens of California. The citizens are paying the taxes, and the citizens are paying taxes to give illegal immigrants, medical insurance, illegal immigrants housing, all these illegal immigrant programs when illegal immigrants are taking all the jobs. And so that's an issue that we have to do something about. And rent control is bad not only for the renters but the property owners, because some property owners don't want rent control because it devalues their property that they spent their hard-earned money on. And so it's a problem. We have to go into these communities and we have to get California back in line. But you know what? The Democrats have ran California down. And like you said, I've seen it with a lot of majority Democrat states and cities. It's ran down because they are so terrible with money. And I think the reason why is because every single Democrat that gets into office, they're poor before they get into office. They're poor, they have bad credit, they mismanage money. And so this is the issue. So if you have people who are known for mismanaging money, who have never had any type of financial savvy to their life, this is what happens.
Joe, you've got people listening to you all across the country. Nobody, I would assume, listening to this right now would like to see Maxine Waters win another term. So let them support you. Tell them where to go, what you need from them right now. I understand you're coming out of a fantastic quarter, but go. We've got about a minute left.
Okay, go to my website, joecollinsforcongress.com, and donate. Donate, donate, donate. That's important. Maxine Waters is entrenched, and she has tons of money. We did close out with a great quarter. We raised over $440,000in 8 weeks, but we need your support so we can win.
And you have to remember, Maxine Waters has got millions. So, you know, and her daughter, you know, made $750,000 for just mailing out campaign, you know, ads. So that's the kind of money that they have, that she can pay her daughter $750,000. So, folks, everybody, if you don't like the direction that Congress is taking and you want to replace Maxine Waters, I got to tell you, I meet a lot of candidates. I met a lot of candidates with you there. You're the real deal, Joe. And as a U.S. Navy veteran, as somebody that grew up in the community, you're talking to people, you're doing the hard work, you're doing the ground game, you're not taking people's money and living on it, you're putting it right into campaigning, and so we need you to win the primary and get, you know, folks, everybody, support. So again, the website.
And look, this is a very winnable district. I'm sorry, real quick, we have 750,000 people that live in the district. And Maxine Waters only wins with about 120 to 130,000 votes. So people are not coming out to vote because they never had anyone to vote for, but now they do. So it's very winnable. So don't think it's an entirely Democratic district. Do not think that Maxine Waters has a grip on a district, because she don't.
Yep. It's time for California's 43rd Congressional District to be represented by somebody that has a good understanding of what it needs, a pro-Trump conservative. Folks, send 10, 25, whatever you can to help Joe Collins defeat liberal politicians, Maxine Waters. Thank you so much, Joe, and we'll be right back after the break. Good luck to you, and God bless. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
And welcome back. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina at Realside Radio. And you can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563, 855-732-5563. And you can find me daily at America's Voice Live. It is from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 1 to 3 Eastern Time, at americasvoice.news. If you don't have the app, you can download it on Roku and Apple TV and all of the other platforms as well, where we talk about news and commentary on the news. And it is all about the news, and there's nothing but news happening right now. I don't know about you. I'm exhausted. The entire impeachment debacle, and it is a debacle, folks, and I'll explain why here in just a minute, and I'm sure you're already familiar with everything that's going to be going on today. But this farce, which is what exactly it is right now, has been created out of whole cloth by Adam Schiff, by Nancy Pelosi, by Gerald Nadler, by Cummings, by Maxine Waters, as we were just talking about. They were just looking for any reason whatsoever to file articles of impeachment. Completely down party lines. They changed the rules right after they won Congress.
and they took Congress, and in January of 2017, they changed the rules so that articles of impeachment, the Republicans in the House, the minority, could not defend it. They could not play a role in any kind of impeachment inquiry, which is essentially unconstitutional. I mean, Bill Clinton, you know, they were the Democrats, who were the minority at the time in the House, they were able to question witnesses. And Nancy Pelosi doesn't want the Republicans to do this. And Adam Schiff, and I'm sorry, he's a liar. He is a liar. The man is certifiable. I think if you just look at him, he's got those Andy Kaufman eyes that should scare everybody, including women and children. The way he looks is completely indicative of his soul. The man is a blatant liar. And today, well, the S really started to hit the fan. Lawmakers are erupting after a report came out that reveals that Schiff knew of the whistleblower complaint before filing it. So if you haven't heard the New York Times actually reported this. And Donald Trump referred to it when he was meeting with the president of, was it Finland, I think, today? Republican congressional leaders accused Representative Adam Schiff and Democrats of rigging the impeachment scheme after news broke that Schiff was in contact with the whistleblower before the complaint against President Donald Trump was filed. The report from the New York Times claimed that Schiff received an early account by the future whistleblower days before the person filed the complaint accusing Trump of presidential misconduct. And the report seems to be confirmed by a Schiff spokesman who said, like other whistleblowers who've done before and since under Republican and Democrat-controlled committees, the whistleblower contacted the committee for guidance on how to report possible wrongdoing within the jurisdiction of the intelligence community. Now, here's the key. Adam Schiff said during a September the 17th interview on MSNBC that he did not have direct contact with the person who filed the complaint. Shall I repeat that? He said he did not have contact with the person who filed the complaint. So the Republicans are now, and I'm just telling you, what I'm hearing from the inside right now is that the Republicans are about to go 300 on this. The Republicans are going to come out fighting, and this is now about to be scorched earth. If you've been waiting with anticipation, wondering why are the Republicans in both the House and the Senate and President Trump have been somewhat quiet on this over the past week? It's because they are setting up their war room, they're getting their footing, and they are about to come out and stomp on the Democrats in what they would consider probably some of the worst ways possible. Representative Steve Scalise, the minority whip, was among those reacting to the news, telling a Fox News reporter today that he was deeply concerned that the whistleblower went to Schiff's staff instead of waiting for the CIA whistleblower process to work through its conclusion. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy shared the report and wrote in a statement, "Chairman Adam Schiff just got caught orchestrating with the whistleblower before the complaint was ever filed. Democrats have rigged this process from the start." Representative Mark Meadows, North Carolina, he's an ally of Trump. He wrote, "So the whistleblower was communicating with Team Adam Schiff behind the scenes? Well, that explains a lot indeed." Representative Lee Zeldin, New York, he said, "Shocker, not really. Adam Schiff knew the whistleblower's allegation before the whistleblower's attorney, and before there was a whistleblower complaint, no surprise who told this person to be a whistleblower, hire an attorney, and file a complaint with no first-hand knowledge." And Representative Devin Nunes, ranking member on Adam Schiff's Intelligence Committee. He said, "We learned from the press today that Chairman Schiff had prior knowledge and involvement in the whistleblower complaint. He withheld this information from the American people and even from the Intelligence Committee. In light of this news, it's hard to view impeachment as anything aside from an orchestrated farce." Yeah, I use that word, farce. Folks, what we're looking at right now is an attempted coup d'etat. The representatives representing the Democrats in this regard have been trying to find a way to take out this president since before he even was inaugurated. This goes way back to the election. And they should be scared to death right now. Bill Barr is overseas. He's talking with our foreign allies about who did what when to set up the Spygate collusion Russia mess that put America into 3 years and tens of millions of dollars, probably hundreds of millions of dollars by the end of the day when we're talking about loss of productivity, ending up with zero, zero, zero other than just a divided country. No proof whatsoever that there was Russian collusion. This, everything happening right now with this discussion that President Trump had with Ukrainian President Zelensky, you've read that transcript. There is nothing there. Adam Schiff looked at that transcript and he knew there was nothing there. So what did he do? He made up an entire new transcript and read it from whole cloth in the Intelligence Committee meeting last week. People were looking around at each other, scratching their head, going, wait a minute, this isn't the transcript. It reads like a Martin Scorsese script. Goodfellas. Adam Schiff needs to first be censured, then removed, and then replaced next November in 2020 by Eric Early, who's running against him. Adam Schiff should go to prison for what he has done. He has lied to the American public. And Nancy Pelosi, shame on you. Shame on you. You were trying to prevent the leftist socialist march towards impeaching this president for the past 2 years, knowing that the AOC plus three squad that was moving to the left and taking the Democratic Party down the toilet with them, we thought you had enough sense to try and stop it. But now you've got Adam Schiff, who's leading this impeachment. He wants it to be done in 6 weeks. Are you kidding me? Does anybody in the audience know how long the last two impeachments took, Clinton and Nixon? Clinton took 5 months. Nixon took 8 months. They want it done in 6 weeks. Why? Because this is purely political. They just want to saddle this. They want to saddle the impeachment word on Donald Trump. They know that the Senate will not proceed forward. It will be done, but he will technically be impeached by the House of Representatives, and they want to run on that in 2020. We're not going to let you, folks. We're going to fight back. And every single Republican, whether you're in Congress or the Senate or you're just Joe Citizen, needs to fight back. This is an attempted coup to take out a duly elected president of the United States on what? There was no collusion. There was no quid pro quo. There is nothing illegal in that transcript. But what is illegal? What is the quid pro quo? What is the collusion? It's the DNC, the Democrats, the Hillary Clinton campaign, the deep state that go back to 2015 and 2016. And we're about to learn it all, folks. It is going to be coming out, and the Democrats are going to rue the day that this is the decision that they made. This is the road that they took. You wanted to play this game? You got it. You've got a president now that fights. He fights back. And Republicans that are watching him, yeah, you may not like this person who's the president of the United States, some of you do. But he fights, and he's fighting for the issues that you voted for him to get into office to take care of. Illegal immigration, lowering taxes, reducing regulations, taking care of prescription drugs and reducing health care costs. National security. You guys wanted a fight? You got it. Coming up after the break, in the second hour, we got Jen Gabriel. John Gabriel is the chief editor, editor-in-chief at Ricochet.com. We're going to talk about this and a lot more. Dave Sussman, Real Side Radio. Don't go away.